Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Oh, Kyle.
Good morning, Kenny.
It's Monday, February 22nd, 2016.
Oh, I'm so done with February.
Ah, 2016. We're streaming live right now. Goodstuff.fm/live. Chat room is a buzzing. Good morning, Kenny.
He already said that.
Everyone in the chat room should just be named Kenny. Call our listeners Kennys.
Wow, that would get really confusing.
Yeah, it would be very confusing. Am I talking to you? Am I addressing you, the person, or you, the entity known
as the collective?
Listeners? Yes, the collective. You are Kenny of Nine. Potentially. Hey, guess what?
The cutest of Kenny.
That is right. So how was your weekend? First of all, let's get there first. How was your weekend?
The weekend was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a busy first half of the weekend, then a lazy second half of the weekend, and it kind of balanced out.
Is that how you refer to them instead of days? You call them halves. So sadder half and sunner half?
Not sunner half, just sun half.
Sun half.
Sat half and sun half.
Sat half and sun half. They sound like satellites that we're trying to put into orbit.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. Well, my weekend was great.
Oh, Kyle, I didn't even ask you. So
thanks. Thanks for asking, Kenny. My weekend was great.
Oh, yeah.
So
why was it great, Kyle?
It was great because, on Sunday, I played Ingress for the first time in a very, very long time. And I realized how awesome it is to be outside. Like, there are people,
Kyle,
outside. It was a really strange epiphany that other people are living, and it's not just the people that are inside the glowing box in my living room. It is a very strange feeling. So I feel a little weird, a little existential this morning, but when am I not?
Kyle, Are you telling me that you came to the realization that the thing that people had been doing for millennia and millennia about being outside is this new thing for you? Okay. All right. As long as I can wrap my head around it, and as long as I understand how absolutely absurd that sounds,
mm-hmm.
then I'm okay, actually.
Yep.
All right.
Well,
good on you, Kyle.
Thank you. And so I went.
It's a good time to be outside in California. I will say that. It was very nice yesterday.
It was incredibly nice. Yes. And I guess it's a little windy today. Temperatures should be in the lower 60s for most of your morning.
Oh, wow.
Traffic and weather together. Kenny, the FBI and Apple are still going at it. This is the top story right now. Still going at it. It's a war of words right now in between Apple and the FBI director, James Comey. We'll go with Comey, huh?
Hmm? He needs to Comey his hair.
Yeah, I don't think he does. They're trying to, as you probably know, get Apple to unlock one of the iPhones as a part of that San Bernardino shooting fiasco.
What did you call it?
San Bernardino.
Bernardino?
Yeah.
That's not what it's called.
I just want to enunciate, and I want to make sure that people in other parts of the world know how to spell it when they write it.
Oh, okay.
It's not
Bernardino.
Yes. Just say it phonetically. So that's Bernardino. Still going on. I don't really know what's going to come of this, but people keep writing articles. Mashable still exists and nobody cares. So
Nobody cares. I think a lot of people care.
I think
a lot of people are getting on Apple's side.
Well, and it's sort of the popular opinion to care right now. And,
Well,
Kenny,
what you're saying is
we're too hipster for that, so we're just not going to care.
You've been exposed to it for enough time now that you can say, I'm past this.
You know, I'm super tempted to just take this astronaut ice cream from Friday and pour it into my coffee right now. Do you think I should try that?
No.
It would rehydrate them.
Rehydrate them with coffee.
Yeah, it's an iced coffee. Oh, this, okay.
That would not make it a nice coffee, no.
Chat room, please tell me if this is okay. Kenny, let's look at what's really going on in the world right now.
These are today's headlines.
All right, Kyle, I'm going to start you out with a not-so-great story. Over the weekend, a 45-year-old Uber driver went on a shooting rampage in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Yeah, I heard about this. I'm not going to
Michigan
bring up,
or Missouri?
No, Michigan. I'm not going Michigan. To bring up any of the Germany jokes.
No. Unfortunately, he had killed 6 people and injured 2 others. The shooting started early Saturday night, and the suspect was at large until after midnight. I was actually following this live on Twitter. That sounds a little weird, following it live on Twitter, but breaking news app kept it breaking. Correct. He allegedly picked up a passenger about an hour before the first shooting, and police are investigating whether or not he might have picked up others between shootings. Let's just say Uber confirmed that the suspect passed a background check and that Uber, as a company, does not allow passengers or drivers to carry guns. Mm.
I wouldn't expect any less, I guess.
Unfortunately, they have to be the ones to say, they have to come out with a statement and go, right. Yeah, he was an Uber driver. We do background checks. You cannot throw the blame at us. It's a touchy subject.
Yep, it definitely is.
Well, moving on, Kyle, I'm going to get to some good news. Not saying that that's not good news, but it's terrible news. Mobile. Oh, gosh.
Mobile.
Start with a terrible word at the start.
Mobile.
Mobile World Congress is going on right now in Barcelona, Spain. Mm. And here's a rundown of some of the most popular announcements from the weekend. Here we go. Ready, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Samsung announced both the Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge. Pre-orders start Tuesday, tomorrow, and the devices will be in stores on March 11th, no matter which U.S. carrier you choose.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the pricing is a little more complicated, Kyle. And we're gonna cover those. You want me to cover those right now?
Well, I wanted you to see that you can purchase this Galaxy S7, quote unquote, purchase this Galaxy S7, the 32-gigabyte version, on a 24-month plan.
It's like a lease.
Yeah, and pay. Well, yeah, kind of. Except you own it outright, I guess. At the end of it, I would assume.
At the end of it, you're going to get a new phone anyway, so it is.
That is true. It depends on what carrier you're on. So on AT&T, it's like what, $5 less.
So on AT&T, it's $23.17. It's $27.09 on Sprint.
Well, this
$27.91 on T-Mobile.
I didn't want to get into the actual numbers.
It's the cheapest on AT&T. We'll say that.
Yes. So it's just really interesting now. I've got to drop the bombshell here. I just signed up for the Nexus plan. Nexus 6P is in the mail, on its way to me, and I'm paying monthly for it. Because I was mostly interested to see what their monthly payment website looked like and how that worked. So,
I signed up. Oh, well.
curiosity. Sheer curiosity.
All right. And then, Kyle, moving on to LG. They've got announcements. They've got the LG Rolling Bot.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a Wi-Fi connected ball that is slightly larger than a softball and can be remotely controlled from anywhere. The Rolling Bot connects to your home Wi-Fi, so even when you're away, you can monitor your house by rolling the bot around.
What?
Controlled via app. All of the monitoring happens through an embedded 8-megapixel camera that is capable of capturing both images and videos. It has a microphone on board, too, so you can have conversations with your pets. Speaking of pets, the Rolling Bot has a pet mode for torturing, teasing your animals.
Okay.
It's like BB-8 from Star Wars.
Right.
But practical, I guess.
Careful. I feel like BB-8 was really the thing that tied all that together.
Now, LG did come out with a phone as well, but it is clearly, you know, trumped by this rolling bot.
Yeah.
And well, calling it rolling bot and not BB-8 is kind of a disservice.
Oh, come on. Well, they can't. You'd be paying licensing fees.
But it's certainly going off the popularity of BB-8.
Is it, though? Is it?
I think so.
Bring on the future of droids.
Kyle, the future of droids is now.
Yes, it is.
This video is blowing up the internet. It's not about droids, though. Worst segue ever. A 106-year-old woman got her wish to meet President Barack Obama in the White House after a 2-year social media campaign. Virginia McLaurin, I think that's how you say it, mm-hmm. a Washington, D.C. resident since 1941, opened her arms wide and shouted a joyful hi as she greeted the president in a new video released by the White House on Sunday. Have you watched the video?
I have watched the video. It played
so
about,
your internet
it,
blew up.
It exploded. I'm surprised I'm even talking to you right now. I saw it on the news this morning and seems to be something that people are talking about. What was most surprising about this is, well, I mean, being 106, that's pretty surprising. But a 2-year social media campaign just to meet the president, that sucks. I mean, you at that point, you're at 104. Do you,
yeah, Kyle,
how do you feel about that? You think you're even going to make it to 106? Why do you wait 2 years? This is like exponential growth, people.
No, Kyle, listen to this. She's 104.
Uh-huh.
She signs up for Twitter for the first time or something, right?
Okay.
She's got like 2 followers.
Oh,
it takes her 2 years to get enough people interested only on social media.
That's sad.
She has to use all social media, like Tinder, and she's swiping.
I don't know. I don't think that's
I just have happen. To say it was awesome. To see just the video is everybody's smiling. Everybody's right. Just super happy. It's great.
Yep.
Until my head wraps around the idea that the 106-year-old woman, when she's shaking hands with Michelle Obama, I'm thinking, oh no, Michelle Obama's going to get that short someday.
I don't
think so. Like she's going to shrink into that small package.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's how that works.
They were like, Michelle Obama was like twice as tall. And the other woman had just scrunched down into like a 4-foot package.
Here's something that you need to figure out. People are different sizes.
No, everyone's the same size.
And it's brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. It's simple.
All same size.
All the same. All your RSS feeds can be different sizes, Kenny. But FeedPress brings it all together. It's simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS and podcast hosting platform. That's what FeedPress is, and we use them here at Good Stuff. And let's face it, you've probably thought about moving your aging feed from FeedBurner. I mean, really, are people really using FeedBurner anymore? If you're using anything else, you need to head over to FeedPress and use this right now. FeedPress offers, Kenny, FeedPress's analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. They offer an automatic migration tool so you can make that transition from with ease. Answer a few simple questions and the rest is taken care of. Your feeds and subscriber data, they're transitioned over to your brand new shiny FeedPress account, leaving you free to do what you do best, which is dance with the president. Now is the perfect time for you to have all of your analytics and podcast hosting in a beautiful and unified dashboard. Don't have some of the stats over here and some of the stats over on your Google Analytics thing. Some of the stats in the White House. You don't need any of that. You put it all together on FeedPress. They offer a free migration assistance, so all the hard work is taken care of for you. Support is responsive and available 7 days a week via email. So get in touch and they will be able to help you. Now, where are you supposed to go? It's going to be feed.press/morningshow.
I thought you were asking me.
No, I'm not asking you at all. It's rhetorical. Yes.
Got it.
Sign up and try it for 14 days without any contracts or commitments. Feed. Kenny, where do you go?
I wasn't paying attention.
Feed.press/morningshow. Kenny, FeedPress's analytics and podcast hosting. Use the promo code morningshow. During checkout, you'll get 10% off your first year. Oh, hello. Hello, chat room.
Hello from the chat room. That's how that song goes, right?
That is exactly how that
song
goes.
Kenny's just going to talk over each bumper.
You know, it's fine. It's okay. We duck it.
I'm going to cut that part out.
Go duck yourself. Hey, I've got a fact for you. Don't cut anything out. We don't cut. It's live to tape. Hey, stop. Keep rolling. Oscar Hammerstein, the second.
Hammerstein.
Oscar Hammerstein is the only Oscar to ever win an Oscar. Wow.
That's the best fact ever.
That is incredible. That is so hard to believe.
And no one named Emmy has ever won an Emmy.
Okay. Well, who would name...
Kyle.
What?
No. You don't want to ask that question.
No.
People have stupid names.
I haven't played any sounds this morning. Oh, my goodness.
Surprise.
Where is the sound for the no? Can't...
Oh, no.
There you go.
So, well... This doesn't include people named Tony winning a Tony. I'm sure there's been people named Tony.
Plenty of Tony. Plenty of Tonys. So many Tonys.
And then the other one is what? Grammy.
Grammy.
No grandma has ever won a Grammy.
Oh!
Ay, ay, ay.
I made it before you.
That's so sad. That is so sad. Aw. Well, I've got another fact for you.
Okay, good.
The original Kit Kat was an 18th century mutton pie.
What?
Oh, I actually threw up a little bit.
You know what? This is an argument to bring up to that college student who was suing Kit Kat for no wafers. Remember that from a few months ago?
Why is there roast beef in my Kit Kat?
Still no wafers.
That's right. So a mutton pie, if you're not familiar with that, it sounds kind of like a dog, but it's not.
Kyle.
It's a scotch pie or mutton pie. It's a small double crust meat pie filled with minced mutton or other meat.
It sounds like a dog.
What? It might say. Mutton is the flesh of sheep.
The flesh of sheep.
It is the flesh of sheep, especially mature sheep. According to the dictionary, obviously.
Great.
It is from the old French mouton. So there you go.
All right.
Got some more facts about Kit Kats. You want to hear
some
of this?
Is that the oldest candy bar?
It's not candy, though. Unless you do meat candy.
Go ahead and list this next part.
Sure, the Kit Kat Club, Kenny.
Kit Kat Club.
Kit Kat Club.
Jeez, that's really close.
Mm.
Jeez. Yes,
it is. The CCC was an early 18th century...
Kit Kat Club.
Early 18th century English club in London with strong political and literacy associations, according
to... No, literary.
What did I say?
Literacy.
Whatever. Literary. They really care whether or not you can read. They were committed to the furtherance of Whig objectives, according to Wikipedia here.
Meeting
at the Trumpet Tavern in London at Water Oakley in Berkshire countryside.
Oh, you know what?
There are certain things that happen in England. Yeah.
I love all these English little things that happen. Whig objectives and Trumpet Tavern in London and Water Oakley in Berkshire. Oh, that's just great. I'm going to go there.
Goodness, that's a lot of macadamia nuts.
It's a whole lot.
I don't think there's macadamia nuts in England.
There could be, possibly, yes, if you
I'll check
them.
Mm-hmm. When I'm there.
Got one more for you.
All right,
do you mind if I take a break here? I need to drink a bit.
All right, I'm gonna read this next one then.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, humans spend 13% of their lives not focusing on anything in particular. Right when the music ends.
Mm-hmm.
Humans. Are you spending that 13% right now, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay. You're not focusing on anything.
No, I figure 13% of this podcast is usually not focused on anything in particular.
I think it's way more than 13%.
That is... 1300%.
Wow, 13%. Is that the awake part?
Yes, I would assume so.
It's always it's always said a third of the human life is spent sleeping. So there's 2/3 of that, and then there's 13% of that 2/3.
We are not doing math right now.
That's like 2 hours of every day.
Yes. that is a lot, man.
2 hours of every day.
Blah.
I'm spending all of that during the show and then right after the show.
Just going, yep, it's prepping and it's focused on nothing in particular.
Anything in particular?
Nothing?
Anything.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Kyle, what's today's national day?
Kenny, today's national day is February 22nd, of course. National Margarita Day.
Ooh. Margarita.
I feel like we need some sort of game show music here.
Oh.
Potentially.
We have game show music in our...
That's true. Let's see.
In our collection. Fine. In our library.
Game.
Our Berkshire library.
I don't think we have... No, I can't find it.
Kenny, you looked for like 5 seconds. You typed away a little bit and then went, I give up.
The original
You're spending
recipe,
13% right now.
That's right. The original recipe for the margarita is a concoction of equal parts tequila. Orange liqueur, and lime.
Didn't have tequila until October last year, huh?
That is correct, yes.
Ooh, I'm pointing that out today.
Inside of a margarita I may have previously.
We had some really good tequila.
I was destroyed by a Chipotle tequila, or margarita rather. Like five.
What do you mean destroyed? National Margarita Day.
And let's just say I went shopping at a Target soon after. And we went into the furniture section and I laid down.
And you blacked out.
I don't remember buying anything.
Got home, was laying on a couch I had never seen before.
Yes. So nice. not your standard fare for being destroyed by Chipotle. Just completely different. Get it?
There was E. coli in the margarita.
Norita.
Oh, no.
Some say, Kenny, the margarita is a version of a popular prohibition drink called the Daisy.
The Daisy?
The Daisy.
I don't know why that's funny.
Because it sounds like Master Wayne wants it.
Oh.
A drink found on the Mexican border towns substituting brandy with tequila. Margarita in Spanish means daisy. So,
oh, well, there you go.
There you go. Not
Master
bad.
Wade. What a daisy.
According to the International Bartenders Association, here is the official standard for a margarita if you're interested and you need it right now. 7 to 4 to 3. That's 50% tequila, 29%. I have no idea what this means. I'm going to get Garco's help.
Quantro.
I think that means four. 21. Jeez, that is 21%.
Not how you lime. Would think that that's how that's pronounced. If you looked at it, it's spelled coin true.
Well, Garco is French, so
Quantro.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got 21% fresh lime or lemon juice.
Wow, that's a lot of lime or lemon juice.
Salt around the rim, I feel like, is one of those
things. Here's how I make my margarita.
Oh, you make one too?
Yeah, so I pour a bunch of tequila in a glass, and then I get some coins and I flip them into the glass.
Okay.
And then I pour some lemon and lime soda, which is 7-Up. I just pour 7-Up all over the rest of it.
So it kind of tastes like old pennies and 7-Up.
Yeah, the tequila gets masked. By the pennies.
That sounds.
I call it a Lincoln lovely. Margarita.
No, thank you.
Well, Kyle, are we gonna drink margaritas today?
I don't think I will have a margarita. No.
Hmm.
I don't have any of that stuff in the house, man. Plus, it's February. Why do you need a margarita in February?
February. There's certain parts of the earth that would much enjoy a nice, cool margarita on a day like this.
That is probably true. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like 70 today.
Is it?
Up where I am. It's gonna be 70, I think.
What's the forecast for today?
Right now, in Irvine, it's 54 degrees.
Okay, 54 degrees. Mostly sunny? High of 86. Oh, no!
That's, Kyle, that's margarita weather right there.
That is margarita weather. How did it know?
You said mid-60s before National Day came up,
and then
after National Day, it's like, hold on, listen, Kyle. You said today's National Margarita Day? It got to get way hotter.
Meteorology is not an exact science, Kenny.
No, it's a margarita science.
It is. That means it's time for a vote down vote.
I love that that's just a non sequitur. Bam.
It is. And this is where Kenny and I look at a couple of stories that have come by the internet, either on Reddit or just on, you know, places that don't matter. And we see whether or not we want to upvote it, as in we like it. Let's perpetrate this throughout the internet. That's not what that means. And then downvote means that we hate it and it needs to die in a fire. Is that accurate?
Internet fire, yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean an actual fire. I mean, you know, like one that doesn't actually exist.
Forget I said anything.
Okay, Kenny, a rabbit's brain returns successfully from cryopreservation.
Just the brain?
Just the brain. Not the entire rabbit, just the brain. The rest of it was still frozen.
Hello, I'm
Rabbit Fattiest, Brain,
Fattiest P. Rabbit the Third.
I can't do it like you do it.
just like everything else in life, the rabbit's brain. Yeah, take that, buddy. The rabbit's brain has been successfully cryogenically preserved in long-term storage, marking the first time a whole mammalian brain has been kept in, quote, near perfect condition during the process.
I'm going to upvote this one already.
Okay. It marks a significant breakthrough, though, in the field of cryonics and boosts the prospect of one day bringing frozen humans back to life. Okay. So...
You okay with that?
I'm trying to wrap my brain around this. And
how long was it?
Banned.
How long was it frozen?
How long was it frozen?
Yes. What was the duration of this cryogenic?
I'm not sure. Freezing? I'm not sure, but it went down to 211 degrees Fahrenheit, negative 211, which is for the rest of the world, negative 135 degrees Celsius. So that's pretty low. Pretty low.
I'm looking at, let's see. There's an ad in the middle of the article that says, try Newsweek for only $1.25 per week.
Oh my gosh. Do you see this brain?
It is just the brain then.
But it's just, it looks, oh my gosh. Oh, hey,
looks
scratchers.
Like a fish.
Who wants to win $20,000? Why did he just turn old?
Wait,
what?
Where's...
I'm so
confused. Stop looking at the ads.
I can't. It's raining things on the brain. It's got like confetti. And what the heck is this?
I'm not seeing when it was done or any sort of timetable here. Nope, don't see it. Oh,
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all.
I guess it doesn't matter. Also, the brain is about the size of your thumb, I'd guess. So it's nowhere near the size of a human brain.
No, which, I mean.
I'll upvote this one anyway. I need people to look at that picture that Kyle almost threw up at.
Yeah. Should we put that in the chat room right now?
Yeah, we should. Okay,
all right.
Yeah, take that, chat room.
There's a little bit of a delay in between the chat room and this here, so maybe...
Well, they know what we're talking about.
That's true.
They got your visceral reaction.
Yeah, they did.
Up vote.
I'm going to say up vote as well, because potentially I might have a different brain in my brain eventually, one day. You could put a...
I couldn't catch the cough in time.
No, you coughed and then you muted. That was weird. Hey, this is what the sun... Oh, now there's a delay. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay, there it is.
All right, cool. We're back on track.
Okay, sorry. Wow. That was bad. All of a sudden, I blame Newsweek. I'm closing this brain right now.
Newsweek!
So should we restart this, or did you have something to tell me, or?
No, I was just saying that I choked on my coffee, and that's why I couldn't catch the cough button in time. It was too far away from where my mouth was coughing. I had to locate it in the darkness.
Okay.
That's the end of that.
You should really turn on a light in there. I think that
this
would help.
This is totally out. Getting put in the show.
Awesome. Kenny, this is what the sun looks like over the course of a year.
Bright.
NASA's SODO. SODO. Solar. Wait, dynamics.
We've been there?
Observe. No, we haven't been to SODO.
Oh, okay.
Is that a joke? I don't get it.
No, we went to Kitt Peak and they had a... solar
telescope. Yes, but the Solar Dynamics Observatory is actually in space.
It's in the sun?
Yeah.
Okay.
They captured the sun in all of its fiery grace from January 1st, 2015 to January 28th, 2016.
That's more than a year.
It's a little bit more than a year.
All right, so this is a video?
This is a video. It's a 6-minute video that I will play right now, and we will just sit in silence as we look at the sun.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. Maybe I can give you some facts while it's playing. The SDO orbits Earth at 6,876 miles per hour.
There are two tracks going on right now.
I just paused one of them. Pausing.
Okay.
And Earth orbits the sun at 67,062 miles per hour. Which, I don't know, convert that on your own if you are in...
That's faster than the Autobahn.
Kilometers. I don't think that's faster than the Autobahn. That's you can pretty much go as fast as you want there.
Okay, so sun fast.
Yes. Is it flashing for anybody else? I feel like this is just... Okay.
Flashing? Better. Are you okay?
I'm mesmerized by the sun.
All right, so the video shows kind of... It looks... I don't even know how to explain this. If you were to watch this entire video, you'll watch every single day go by.
Wow.
It's counting down the days.
Speaking of
the bottom
being,
left corner.
Yeah, speaking of being existential, man...
And it's kind of pointing out these occurrences like solar flares and was that a filament or something like that? No, fragment, a filament.
You're talking about the flares, the solar flares and things like that?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden at like 4.5 minutes, there's an earthquake.
Sunquake.
Or I should say a sunquake.
Yeah.
And the whole image just rattles around. And they pointed out too. It's great.
Yeah, I'm digging this. I'm gonna upvote this because I've always wanted to just sit and stare at the sun, and now I can.
And now you can for 6 minutes at a time. All right.
Plus, it's got a really cool soundtrack. I mean, come on. If the sun could make music. That's what it would sound like.
Kyle, if the sun could make music, it would sound like this.
I'm the sun! That's exactly what it would sound like.
Don't look at me for too long.
Right. What are you looking at, buddy? Just imagine the sun is this like really overbearing.
I'm going to break your eyes.
Yeah, just angry. Always angry. For no reason. Fusion, you know? Just...
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. It's a song I learned from Bill Nye the Science Guy.
There you go. There you go. Kenny, speaking of science.
Spoken worded.
There's a functioning amusement park. This is for you, by the way. A functioning amusement park inside of an ancient salt mine.
Ancient salt mine?
Ancient salt mine.
Ancient salt mine. Where is this?
It's a
I'm going to upvote it already.
It is 367 feet underneath one of Romania's largest cities. And it's a salt mine that dates back almost a millennia.
Wow. Millennium.
Yep. Well, what's the correct nomenclature?
Millennium? Millennium is a single millennium. Millennia is multiple millenniums.
Okay. Dude, you're getting Adele. In the 1990s, it was reinvented as a tourist attraction, which sounds super safe. And today, a subterranean theme park that features a bowling alley, an underground lake, and even a Ferris wheel.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm looking at pictures of this.
So what do you think? You want to go? Who wants to go to Romania?
No, under Romania.
That's right.
This is amazing. Wow. I'd totally go here.
The walls look like wood paneling.
You know what this reminds me of? This looks like a Bond villain's
lair.
Secret hideout.
Yes, it's got to be. It's got to be. They should have filmed something in here.
They've got like this island surrounded by water, surrounded by huge walls of salt.
And you can take a boat into there.
So pretty.
I mean, this is crazy. Now the Ferris wheel. How tall is that? What do you think? Maybe
30 feet.
No, much bigger. Maybe less than 100 feet. Yeah, probably 60 to 75. Let's say
it's hard to determine because just these pictures are not very good.
True. So I guess
there's a Christmas tree in the middle.
The salt mine itself just looks like a big hole in the ground where the outer perimeter is surrounded by water. And there are these bridges and the little island in the middle.
We'll put the link in the show notes. You guys can take a look. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I would go here. I would totally go here.
I would too.
And immediately leave once I've visited the salt flags.
How did they make this a millennium ago? Yes. How is that even possible? Because it looks like...
It looks laser cut.
It looks like you took a cookie cutter the size of Romania and you stuck it into the earth.
Why would you go cookie cutter of all things?
Because it cuts dough very specifically. Yes, Haroldine in the chat room. I think it's kind of like a moat. I vaguely described a moat. That's an illusion. Well, but
there's nothing on the other side.
Mm. No, not real. There's a hole also in the bottom. I don't know where that goes.
Oh, that's scary. All right. Well, that's neat. Upvote for sure. Completely, before and after the pictures.
Yep. Completely. 1,000% agreed.
Holy cow.
Gonna go back over to the notes. Find out what the next one is. Kenny, Cartoon Network.
Music.
Mm-hmm.
Music.
You want the music back? Okay.
I want the music back.
Okay. Cartoon Network has posted a clip of I Am Not a Princess, the first episode of the new rebooted version of the animated series, The Powerpuff Girls. I know you're a fan, so have you seen this? What do you think?
What do you mean you know I'm a fan?
We used to watch this as a part of, what was it called? Cartoon. Cartoon, that's right.
That was where it had its pilot.
So, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup are back.
Did you look at the clip?
I have not watched the clip.
I did watch the clip.
You want to watch it together?
Go ahead and play it.
Okay, I can do that.
Townsville needs to get back to its manly roots. And if that means destroying this hippie carnival, then so be it. Unless there's somebody here man enough to stop me.
Nah, we're good.
This day finally got interesting.
If you're looking for a fight, Old Buttercup can satisfy your need for a beatdown.
Are the voices the same?
Is that Timmy Turner?
Maybe. No. Maybe.
No, it's not. The woman who does Bubbles is Timmy Turner, though.
Ah.
Why don't you go play with your dollies?
That's princess. Hold on a second. That guy, I know that voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's I can't think of the actor, or the actor, the character's name from Futurama.
I don't watch. No, I don't watch. I'm sorry.
The from Omicron Pussy I Ate.
Pizza.
We will destroy your planet.
Pizza.
You know that guy?
Yeah,
Pizza. Also, he's Brain. From Pinky and the Brain.
Ah, Thaddeus P, I think, is who you mean.
Lur. Thank you, Haroldina, in the chat room. Lur.
I am Lur.
Did you just call me princess?
Whoa. You throw like a girl.
There you go.
Well, there's your clip. It does not look like old Powerpuff Girls, though.
No, it looks like they're drawing on the newer cartoons that are like strangely animated, and like almost flash based. I'm sure that's not a term, but whatever.
No, I get what you're saying.
I'm gonna say it that way.
Minimal movement,
kind of. Yeah, but also like, I have a feeling it's going to be really weird.
Like I really think it's going to be well received if it's like the popular cartoons are now, but it's still Powerpuff Girls because people like Powerpuff Girls. It was popular, and then they did the movie, and it went, "Oh, that's not so good."
Yeah, I think it'll have a resurgence. Agreed.
All right. Upvote for me though.
Upvote for me too.
Also because it's coming back to Cartoon Network.
Good.
Which I think that's a good move rather than trying to send it to. Netflix or Hulu or something mm-hmm. like that. Trying to do a mm-hmm. streaming instead of just going to the Cartoon Network.
Right, right. I agree.
Next.
I've got one last upvote, downvote story for you. And cool. This one, I think we're going to get a clean sweep of upvotes this week, Kenny. Intellectual Ventures Laboratory has built a new microscope equipped with artificial intelligence to accurately detect malaria from blood samples. The result of their study was published in the IEEEEEEEEEIO Explorer.
All right.
The
A microscope that has AI to tell you if it's got malaria.
Yes. So you don't have to. I wonder if you have to put your own eyes into there if it already has an AI. maybe you just use one eye to.
No, you just put AI. Not an eye,
right?
AI.
Yeah, it's okay. All right.
I'm tired of that.
They're in in Seattle. Agreed. Now, strangely, the intent, I suppose, it's called Autoscope. By the way, the new microscope. It's 15 inches tall, 7 inches wide. It is enclosed in a white box and connected to a laptop that uses quote deep learning to analyze microscopic images.
Oh, no.
You sure?
When you have an AI, you don't have to say that it's equipped with deep learning. That's implied. Why do you have to start throwing around buzzwords, Intellectual Ventures Laboratory, with your new autoscope?
Because you gotta. The team, well, the thing is, I think deep learning implies that you're training the software to learn about the images first. So what the team trained the software to identify 120 slides gathered from patients who are infected and not infected by malaria. So you say like, yes, no, yes, 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 no, yes, no.
So you have to put that in first and then it's drawing
then it,
on
then it learns.
Examples.
Right. So it's just like a real human being.
So this is basically cutting the cost of hiring one engineer to go, yes, no, yes, yes again.
Hopefully no. It can identify them more accurately. So that would be the whole
and
point.
And quicker, right?
Yes. You throw the slide in there and it says, no, not infected. Or, yes, infected.
I think, Kyle, I think it would be good if it used the buzzer to say yes, infected, and ding, no, you're not infected, because being not infected is better news than being infected.
Yeah, I guess it depends on whether it's the zombie apocalypse or not.
Or it dings when it's like, yeah, you're infected, but I got it right.
Oh, so just like it's a really insensitive autoscope.
Artificial intelligence?
Yes. Well, I get it right. It's really self-absorbed, you know?
It is.
For a microscope.
Except I'm looking at this, the development of the new microscope was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as part of the Global Good Fund. And that makes me think they couldn't call it the Microsoft scope. They couldn't put micro in it.
Oh, microscope.
Because Bill Gates was part of it. I feel like that's why they had to change the name to Otoscope.
Right, right.
It's not, that's me making a stupid joke, though.
Well, listeners. But it's still, I mean, that's part of these scientific studies, right? You've got to figure out a name for these things. And most of the time, they're really punny or they're just too good.
I don't think they're punny. I think that they're science funny.
True. That is true.
It's not even punny.
You know what? This reminds me, speaking of artificial intelligence, I played a game this weekend. I wonder if I can find it. Give me a second.
Played a game? What does that mean?
So
a video game? Because I played a lot of video games this weekend.
It was kind of a video game. It was a game on the iPhone, and I'm trying.
Okay, that's a video game.
Okay, well, kind of. I'm going to get the name here.
We're done with upvote, downvote, by the way.
Okay. Down. It's called Progress to 100, and it is 100 different levels of interaction with your iPhone. So it has you do things like slide your finger across the screen. It gives you a hint as to what it wants you to do, and it talks to you, and then you're supposed to figure out how to interact with the phone. So,
it's a puzzle.
It's a puzzle game with 100 different levels. It was a whole lot of fun, and there's like audio components with it, and I feel like it would be a fun game to play. I don't know, here or just have you play it. It's highly recommended. I think it is the free game at Starbucks right now. So okay. If you need a coffee, go get it.
All right. I played The Division this weekend.
The
Division. It's a new PlayStation Xbox game from Tom Clancy Division stuff. I said Division again.
Oh, is that the it's the one where you can see the individual bullets going through the glass. That one?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Like really intensely graphics heavy.
It's very graphics heavy. It's okay. Very, very well done. It's so far that I was playing, it was the beta weekend or whatever, open weekend.
Gotcha.
And it was pretty polished. I will say that. It plays it's weird because it plays like the other Tom Clancy games where it's trying to be really realistic in how you shoot the gun. It's not just an arcade where you just spray the gun around and you might hit people.
Sure.
This is, you have to take tactical shots. You have to take tactical positions and stuff like that. But it plays like, and I know they don't want to make this comparison, but it plays like Destiny, where it's almost like an MMO shooter.
Well, are you playing with others?
When you are. You jump in, you can play a mission with two other people, and it's like a separate, you know, connect to a server mission where you go in. It's a separate entity from the actual game, but then you're connected and you can keep fighting with those people, and you're in the streets of New York. Like, I played a mission where I was with two other people from the internet, and we had to take back Madison Square Garden. Hello.
I'm thoroughly enamored with the chat room right now.
So anyway, it's really well done. It's like the big buzz. It's like that's the new game that everyone wants to play.
Mm, yeah.
So it looks like it's taking the reins from a few other shooters. And
so you said you are playing the beta, but did you pre-order the game, or is that why
no,
or it was just an open weekend?
It was an open weekend. This is basically for them to test their servers.
Okay.
But it's not going to test their servers. It's opening weekend will be.
Sure.
It always turns out that way. They say, oh, we're going to have an open beta so we can, you know, test our stuff.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. I didn't get the memo, man.
But see, that's the thing, is that not everyone was involved in the open weekend. And so when everyone gets their game, not all those people were playing the beta. You're going to have 1 million, 2 million people playing at the same time. Your servers are going to get killed.
Well, Kenny, speaking of playing a game,
let's play some Audio Pictionary.
Draw!
It's kind of like Destiny, but with a very large blunderbuss.
A cannon.
Cannon, if you would, yes.
A hand cannon.
Are you sure my hands are cannon? I'm not sure they are.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to tell you what other game I played.
What other game? Okay. You want to pause?
Yeah, pause it.
Right. Where's pausing? Got it.
You get it?
Okay. Yeah. Pausing.
So remember, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, I said I got Final Fantasy IX on my iPad?
Yes.
Did I say that on the air?
Potentially.
Well, if I didn't, I got it.
It's blurring real life and everything else.
It's my favorite. That is my favorite game of all time. And I have it on my iPad, and I've been playing it almost nonstop for past 2 weeks. I'm about 40 hours in now. Yes, 40 hours in. And when I had the game, it was on the PlayStation 1. When I had the game originally, I never did any of the side quests. I never did any of that stuff. I never had any interest. But now I have the iPad, and it's got the internet. And so I'm using the internet to solve all these side quest stuff that we have to do.
Is it like trivia questions? Why?
No, it's not trivia questions.
Why do you need the internet?
Because the internet, so it's a it's like a treasure hunt. Or a scavenger hunt, almost. And so I could do
it. Like geocaching, but with chocobos.
Yeah, that's right. Chocobos, right, Kyle.
Chocobo geocache. Choco cache.
Choco cache. Chaka cache. Chaka cache. And I'm not going to lie. I did the whole scavenger hunt minigame thing, and it took me about 5 hours. Like 5 solid hours.
Okay.
And you might think that's not that much time. It is a lot of time. It's a lot of time. I wasted on that.
Would this count towards your 13%?
Yes, because, well, I'm focused on the game, but that's not important. So I guess it would count.
I don't know about that. I feel like Google should be paying you for not only your 20%, but your 13%. What if you used 13% of your 20% to do absolutely nothing, so all you had was 7% left? Now I'm confused.
Oh, my brain, it hurts. Let's get back to Audio Pictionary.
Okay. So that's all you wanted to say about that game? That's it?
I played it all. I'm at the very end.
Okay.
I could beat it today if I wanted.
Don't. No.
No, I'm going to keep it going.
Okay, good.
All right, Audio Pictionary, Kyle.
I'm going to explain it. Okay. All
right. Audio Pictionary is a game that Kyle and I play every Monday. Actually, not every Monday, every other Monday. We skipped last week. We were going to play Kickstarter or not, but I wasn't there, so we skipped that. Audio Pictionary, Kyle, is where I describe a famous or well-known picture from the internet, and I describe it to you in very vague terms. They're not specific terms because I don't want you to guess what it is while you're drawing it.
Okay.
But that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to draw it based on my clues, and our listeners can also draw at home if they would like to. Kyle's going to draw, and then he's going to post the picture, and then he's going to find out what he was actually drawing.
Yeah, it'll probably just be in our show notes. You can find them at goodstuff.fm/morningshow or, of course, at morningshow.am. If you do end up drawing something, send it in to Morning Show AM on Twitter. I will retweet it.
And if you don't want to show the internet, you can keep it to yourself.
That's right. Don't tell us at all.
Don't tell us.
Mm-mm. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, good. Are you using digital medium or traditional?
Nope, traditional. I lost my iPad. Right. I don't know where it is.
Uh-oh. Can't play Final Fantasy.
I don't need to. I don't have 40 hours to spare.
We're going to start right now. This is a portrait.
Okay.
So put your paper so it's portrait style. Now, I want you to draw in the very middle, and it takes up about a third of the page. Actually, no, about half the page.
Okay.
In the very middle is a smiling child, like from the waist up.
From the waist up?
Yeah. Okay. So like the kid's torso and his head take up about half the picture.
Okay. All right. A child?
You know what I mean? A child. Child is wearing a hat with a feather in it.
Okay.
Bow tie. Overalls. This also gives our listeners a good chance to listen to the background music, because we don't talk a lot at this part. And the boy's wearing gloves.
Gloves, okay. All right.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to tell you about him. Now, in the top left, I'll tell you this right now. There are people surrounding the boy, kind of like covering him on both sides. On the top left is a woman holding a lollipop. Okay.
Got it.
The lollipop is shiny. Okay. Below her, not what I think I said, but below her is an old man, an old painter man. He's a painter. And he's old and he's smiling. Below that guy is a fish and a cat.
Okay.
And then below that is put on there like a pea pod with eyeballs and a top hat.
Below the cat?
Below the cat, if you can.
Oh my gosh.
This is all on the left side, by the way. Oh. I haven't even done the right side.
Oh my gosh, all right. pea pod with a hat?
With a hat, yeah, top hat.
Looks like a canoe.
All right. We're done on the left side. Now we're going to go on the right side.
Okay.
There's four things I need you to draw on the right side. Starting at the top is a fat bearded man.
Okay.
And he looks kind of sinister. If you know what that means. Then we got a fox wearing a cape.
Fox.
And
how do I draw fox? Okay, fox.
And wearing a cape and a top hat. Whatever I'm describing is all about top hats.
Yeah, what? It's like steampunk foxes.
Steampunk foxes, you get that, Harold?
It looks like this Twitter bird. That's not a... now it's a snake. It's a snake with legs. Oh my gosh.
All right. Below the fox. Another cat.
Okay. Oh, man. All right.
This cat's wearing a top hat, too.
Wait, is the other cat wearing a top hat?
No. The other cat's... Sans hat.
Okay.
All right, and then below that is, it's a whale.
A whale. Okay.
A whale. And then you're done. And then whatever details you want to add to it, if you can.
What's under the kid?
I'll say, you remember that raft that Tom Hanks built in that movie where he gets stranded, Castaway?
Mm-hmm. Wilson.
It's that.
Wilson.
No. Without Wilson. Mm. Just the raft.
Oh. Okay. Right.
And don't forget the Bakersfield porta potty sale.
What? What?
I'm kidding.
I have no idea what that means. All right.
What? You remember the when he finds the like shell of a porta potty and he reads
No.
It's when he's all skinny and decrepit and he's like, Bakersfield.
No, no, I do not remember that.
All right, anyway, you're done with the picture, Kyle.
All ding, ding, right. Ding. Ding, ding. No, I don't want to rate your app. I would like to scan my photograph. Thank you.
Cool. I'm going to post the real picture into the chat room if you guys... There it is. So you can look at it whenever you want, Kyle. Would you like me to describe what it is?
If you would.
It's the Pinocchio VHS cover. Pinocchio.
Hold on, I'm trying to take a photo.
Pinocchio. Pinocchio.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
How long does it take to take a picture?
It takes a while, okay? Takes a while. Share. Where do you want me to send this?
Wherever.
Okay.
I can.
Okay, it's being added right now.
Great.
Pinocchio. Okay, so you said the VHS cover?
I think it's a VHS cover. That's what I assume.
Hmm. All right.
You can look at it.
Yeah, I'm going to send this photo to you right now on messages. It'd be great if I could just airdrop it to you from here.
It'd be great, yeah. I don't think it has that kind of range.
Boom. Sent. There you go.
Waiting for it.
Wait for it.
All right, Kyle. There's your audio Pictionary. Did you enjoy that?
I did.
We always do enjoy that. Oh, my gosh.
You got a problem?
That's all. This is always what happens. Oh, man.
Okay, I'm copying. I'm copying a public link for our chat room, by the way.
Kyle always surprises me. I can't help it. You drew the kid's eyes the same as his overall buttons.
Well, you said I drew most of his face first, and then you were like, oh, and then it's part of his torso. I was like, oh man, now I have to make the head really small.
The pea pod.
Anyway, so you can see this. It'll be in our show notes.
The snake with legs. Okay. All right.
Kenny speaking and nobody cares.
Hold on. The cat on.
Nobody cares.
The segment.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Whatever. Go ahead. You want me to pause?
The cat on the right has a lizard tail.
Yeah. When were there cats in Pinocchio?
The evil, you know, when they convinced the dude to look like a donkey.
Oh, spoilers. Gosh.
Oh, come on. Movie's like 70 years old.
All right. Here, last one.
Really quick, Kyle.
Yes. In Nobody Cares news, Kenny. Declassified audio from the Apollo 10 missions has brought attention to a moment when NASA astronauts heard strange, quote, outer spacey music during their trip around the moon. Transcripts of these exchanges were released back in 2008, but some of the new audio that's been released has made it into an upcoming episode, it says, of NASA's Unexplained Files, or X-Files, I guess. A show on the Science Channel that features dramatized stories from the U.S. Space Agency. This is the kind of junk that I would end up watching alone by myself as I fall asleep at night. Yeah.
Yeah, this
is the
Unexplained Mysteries put me to sleep.
It does, actually. Just like outer spacey music. Did I tell you that I fall asleep to the sound of the International Space Station every night?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Because I do.
I do want the Star Trek Enterprise drone, though.
Oh, like the... Yeah.
Yeah.
That well,
there's
one. I want
there
that.
Some, there are like 4 to 6 hour videos on YouTube of flying through space to that music. That is
it's
what
not music.
I, well, to that. Okay, to that soundtrack. Is that better?
To the drone.
To the drone. Yes. Speaking of drones.
All right.
Well, I think you can do that. I think if you want to do that, you can do that. You're your own man, Kenny.
That's right.
You can find us on Twitter. That's the end of the show, by the way. You can find us on Twitter, Morning Show AM, where you can go, twitter.com.
That's where you send your audio Pictionary pictures.
That's right. Just reply back. I'll probably send out a tweet later on today just reminding you. If you would like to, you can do that. And if you want, you can reply back to that one. You know how Twitter works if you're on there. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/morningshowam, believe it or not. Usually throughout the day, we'll post the top stories that happened. We'll post some of the other links. You can also see a complete recap of all of those links over at morningshow.am, the website. What are we doing on Wednesday?
I don't remember.
Usually who said it? I would love... You mentioned Kickstarter. I would love to play Kickstarter again.
No, that's next Monday.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm doing an either or.
Are we eating this this Astro Rocks again on Friday?
No, you are maybe.
Oh, boy.
We're doing another Food Friday.
I think I'm going to put it in, my coffee today. All right.
You tell us how that goes.
I will. Thank you for tuning in live. People who have tuned in live, you can catch us 7 a.m. Pacific over at goodstuff.fm/live or 10 a.m. Eastern or whatever that is in GMT. Nobody cares. We'll see you back here again on Wednesday. Until then, goodbye.
See you later, guys.
Show with Kyle and Kenny.